Welcome to Wines We Drink, a podcast for wine lovers and learners. I'm Charlotte Norsworthy Varnum, and together with my counterpart Keith Herndon, we'll be exploring a new wine each week. Keith is a lover of wine, and I am a learner of wine, and we hope that you'll continue learning and sipping along with us. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again on Wines We Drink. We are back for season three. Can you believe it? I am joined, of course, as always, by my co-host, Keith Herndon. Keith, it seems like we have some fantastic things in store.
It's great to be back doing this fun project together. And as you heard from the crowd chatter that opened the show, those were some people enjoying some tapped wine. We're back on location at Tap Wine Tasting Market, and we'll be doing half of our episodes here this year, our first three and our last three, but we'll get more into tap later in the show.
Keith, we signed off from the last show of season two about 9 months ago, and a lot has happened since then. So where do we begin getting everyone caught up?
Well, Charlotte, that's easy. You have a new last name, so congratulations on your wedding. It was indeed a wonderful day, and I was so honored to be there to celebrate with you and James. So Charlotte Norsworthy is now Charlotte Norsworthy Varnum. Hooray for you.
Thank you. Yes, it was such a beautiful day. The weather was looking a little hairy going into the day, but the skies cleared, Mother Nature behaved, and it really couldn't have been more perfect or magical. Thank you for being there.
Oh, it was glorious. So before we continue our conversations about the podcast and our plans for the season three, let's make sure that our listeners know that Wines We Drink is what the name says, right? It's about the wines we drink. So you and I are already enjoying a wonderfully beautiful, bright Italian Prosecco. I had poured us each a glass before we got behind the mics today. So this is a little departure. In the past two seasons, our opening episodes, we'd only talked about the wines and the plans we were going to do. But this year, I thought this wonderful Prosecco would be this great way to start our summer wine journey. Please consider this our third season aperitif. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm smelling and I'm going in.
Oh, that's really a great Prosecco. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, you're right. This is really bright. I love how tight the bubbles are too. Not anything big and bouncy. They're nice and fine. Man, what a great way to kick off the new season.
Yeah, this is the Alta Neva Z Prosecco Superior, and it is absolutely the best Italian Prosecco I've ever had, okay? It's 100% Glera, which is the name for the Prosecco grapes that was adopted by the Italians around 2009 as a way to begin protecting their creation as distinctly Italian. The bottle we're drinking today takes Prosecco, in my opinion, to a luxury level. This is considered a top 1% wine in the world on the Vivino app. The bottle we're drinking has an average price of $45, but I'll give our listeners a little money-saving tip. You can find the Alta Neva label, but without the Z designation, and the average price drops to around $26. They're both exceptional values for Prosecco of this quality.
Wow. That's so interesting. You ditch the Z, you get a little bit of a discount.
I think it has to do a little bit with the way they produce it. I'm not sure exactly the difference there.
Okay. Well, either way, I think it's well worth all the dollars that you've identified here. It's such a great selection and will definitely brighten up any summer extravaganza you have on the calendar. So, plans for this season. What do we have on the docket?
Yeah, well, early in the episode, we were talking about catching up our listeners, and for me, there was a lot of wine travel, a lot of wine tastings, and yes, even more wine courses. So first about the travel. My wife and I enjoyed another visit to California's Napa Valley and to the Sierra foothills, and we also visited an emerging California wine region called the Temecula Valley. California wines just keep getting better and better. I'll just have to say, those are my happy places, I must admit. I lost count of how many tastings I attended and hosted at TAP this year, but let's just say the travel and the tastings led to many great wine discoveries. Finally, catching up, I completed the courses to be a certified sherry wine specialist. Mm. So a big shout out to the Wine Scholar Guild and the House of Lustau for creating and delivering a rigorous but extremely educational program.
Wow, you've been busy on the wine front since the last season.
Yeah, and now it's time to bring all of that to the podcast for the benefit of our loyal audience. Several wines this season, including our next 2 weeks, will feature wines that was discovered through our TAP tastings. Then we'll introduce some wines that we found on our travels, including what I'll call a wonderful summer porch pounder.
Ah.
And a sparkling wine from Napa, and then two delicious surprises from the Sierra Foothills. I just mentioned the sherry training, so we're also planning a special sherry episode where I'll introduce a few examples rather than the one bottle that we normally open. You can't explore the range of sherry with only one example. I learned that in my tastings. You know, so.
That's incredibly surprising for someone like me who only thinks of sherry in the cooking sense and has definitely only had one and it's been cooked into food. So I think all of that sounds amazing. I can't wait to get started producing these episodes personally, tasting your selections, and then of course bringing them to our audience. You know, as I said when we kicked off the last season, I am 100% on board for another summer of drinking wonderful wines, and you continue to spoil me with some wonderful selections.
Well, it's certainly not just me making random selections. You know, we have learned so much from our audience feedback during the first two seasons, and we want to incorporate what they're telling us about their own wine journey into our wine journey, right? And we want to do all of that and bring the information to the show that our audience and listeners have asked for.
Yeah, we have a fantastic audience, and I'm sure they were a large part of the recognition we received from last season's shows. Do you want to talk about it?
Sure. The Wines We Drink podcast was featured in FeedSpot's list of the world's top wine podcast, and that exposure brought us new listeners from all over the world. I mean, secondly, we were finalists in two categories of the 14th Annual Taste Awards. We were recognized in the categories for Best Drink or Beverage Program and Best Lifestyle Podcast. So we don't want to sound too braggadocious because we didn't win after all, but it was great to get that recognition.
Oh yeah, you are so right. We certainly aren't doing this to win awards, but the recognition is wonderful and it's wonderful promotion, honestly, to help us find more listeners like you to share in our fun.
And speaking of fun, let's remind everyone that we're recording our first episode today at the TAP Wine Bar, and we'll be back here for episodes 2 and 3, and we'll be concluding our season here with the last 3 episodes. Our friends Todd and Angela Hurt opened this place over a year ago, and it's become our town favorite. It's a combination of wines on tap. They offer 24 selections by the glass, and it's a bottle shop. So when you sample something you like by the glass, you can buy the bottle.
It's honestly just a great atmosphere in here. It's just outside of downtown Athens. It has the vibe a wine bar should have, and this is coming from a newly minted wine person. And so especially for those of you like me who want to explore more wines but don't want to run the risk of buying the whole bottle yet, this is a place that you need to be. And we're so excited to have Todd join us later in the episode to talk more about what he's learned about wine after owning and operating a wine bar for over a year.
Yes, I'm looking forward to hearing his insights, his day-in and day-out interactions with wine drinkers, ranging from connoisseurs to novices. I'm sure he has a lot of things to say about that.
Right? Absolutely. And it's great that many of the wines we'll be drinking this season were introduced to you through your relationship with TAP.
I'm thrilled to have forged this great relationship with Todd and Angela and for them to consider me as a guest sommelier here. I've hosted nearly a dozen tastings, but for me, the best part is attending other tastings where I learn about new wines. You know, we get to hear from importers in some sessions, the distributors in some sessions, and on more than one occasion, the actual winemaker. These tasting sessions are always educational.
And I mean, if it's one thing I know about you, it's a commitment to wine education, learning about wine, teaching others about wine. I mean, TAP also benefits and seems to engage in that method of thinking too, and I've certainly benefited from your wine journey.
Well, yes, and I'll restate what I said at the beginning of last season. I think our podcast can play an especially key role in helping reduce the mystery and anxiety that some consumers have around wine, especially younger consumers who make up the majority of our listeners. I was reading an article recently in Food & Wine magazine that said there, quote, almost 20,000 different wines for sale in the U.S. at any given moment, end quote. You know, think about that. That's a lot of choices, right? And another article from Wine Folly explained that wine comes in 9 different distinct styles. So understanding the diversity of styles and how those styles are interpreted across all those labels and from country to country and region to region, it's really intimidating for the average consumer.
I mean, and it's no wonder then why so many people, and I've been one of them, that simply, and sometimes maybe still am, simply maybe pick their wine based off of whether or not they like the cute animal on the label or something.
Yeah, so true. But the listeners of Wines We Drink know that we're going to cut through all of that clutter and present a selection of wines, starting with today's Prosecco, that's not going to disappoint.
I mean, our loyal listeners know that we ended episodes in our first season with a wine word that you would define. And then last year, we ended the episodes with a pairing period where you talked about pairing wine with food. We got to eat good food. I loved that myself. And we're going to be doing, yet again, something a little different this season. What's that going to look like?
Well, you know, we're still going to, from time to time, define some words. And we're still going to talk about how to pair wine with food. But I wanted to do something that I'm calling the end of our episodes this season, the finish, right? Just like you want a great wine to linger on the palate long after you swallow, we want the end of our episodes to linger on your brain, right? So we're introducing the finish. Some weeks we'll have guests like today. Some weeks we'll talk about styles. Some weeks we'll talk about food. But the goal will always be to give our listeners a great finish to the show.
Wow, what a great promise. That sounds like a plan. And we're going to be putting that to the test today. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back for the finish. And we'll be joined by Todd Hurt, the proprietor at Tapped. Keith and I are going to talk to him about his first year of operating a wine bar. Okay, hello again, everyone. We're back from the break, kicking off the new concept for the end of our episodes this season. We're calling it the finish. You don't have to say it like that, but I just think that that's fun. So today's finish, we're going to be joined by Todd Hurt, the proprietor of Tapped. Thanks so much for hosting us here today.
Absolutely. We're excited to be part of your acclaimed podcast.
Well, Charlotte and I have been enjoying this little bottle of Prosecco throughout the episode. We're calling it our aperitif for the season, so please join us. I poured you a glass.
Yes, cheers.
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 So what do you think of this?
This is really nice. Getting lots
crispy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Getting lots of racy acidity off of it. It's just a lovely wine.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you continue sipping, we got you all set here with your Prosecco. Let's go ahead and dive right in. For our listeners who may not be familiar with Tapped, could you just briefly explain what the concept is?
Sure. Yeah, we actually saw the concept in New Orleans, and there's a place down there that has these dispensers as well. They have over 120 bottles in their store, which was overwhelming. We've got 24 in our dispensers, and we like to call it try it before you buy it. You can get a 1 ounce pour of any of those 24 wines and taste it to see if you like it before you commit to a whole glass or a whole bottle of it. We also like to use it to help people find their wine palate. Keith witnessed it today. We had a person in that said, I really don't drink wine. And after a couple of tastes, they were like, oh, maybe I just haven't had the right wine.
Wow.
So you've been running this place for over a year now. Have you had a wine epiphany yet, Todd?
Yes, and I have to credit a dear friend of mine that helped me out. Her name's Katie Fife. I needed the night off to go to my family's Christmas dinner, and I just needed a couple hours to dash over to make sure people weren't upset that I didn't come to Christmas dinner. And so Katie came in and watched the store for me that night. Never been in here before. My gosh, when I came back, the store was packed with people. There were bottles everywhere.
Wow.
She was doing an amazing job, and I was afraid that I had hurt my friend's feelings by having her come in on such a hard night. But she, you know what she said? She said, wine people are happy people, Todd. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. So they were forgiving, you know, we made it through the night. And I thought that phrase kind of stuck with me, that wine people are happy people.
I love that. I mean, I think that's what we try to do on this podcast. We want to explain that wine is not something to be taken too seriously.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be the opposite of that pretentious wine podcast. We talk about the flavors and the tastings, but, you know, and I think that my relationship with Tapped has brought that sense of joy, yeah, right, into my wine education, and that's really wonderful.
Yeah.
So, you know, offering wines by the glass in your system gives your customers a lot of opportunity, right, to experiment and sample wines. What are some of the big misunderstandings about wine that you've had to walk your customers through to kind of overcome those misunderstandings?
I think one of the things that I've noticed this year has been being able to discern, or the customer being able to discern, between a fruit-forward wine and a sweet wine. I think a lot of times people think that they want a sweet wine, but they're really after that fruity wine, that jammy style wine. And the way I generally get them to figure out whether it is they truly like sweet wine or they're looking for a fruity wine is you detect sweetness on the tip of your tongue. And so I try to get people to, you know, pay attention to where they're picking up the clues from the wine. And so that's one of the bigger things that I've seen this year.
That's so interesting, because often I think too, you, especially for more novice folks, and this was my thinking too, was you kind of think that fruity and sweet are synonymous.
Right.
When they aren't. It's much more complicated than that. And Keith and I were talking about before the break about the huge selection of wines available for sale just in the U.S. So when you're thinking about the fact that you've got 24 and then you, of course, you're selling bottles, how do you cut through all of that? And how do you remotely decide? I mean, even 24 to offer on Tapped feels like such a wide variety. Like, how do you go about curating that?
You're right, Charlotte. I mean, we have a hard time deciding what we're going to put in the machine. We've got over 170 labels here in the store because we are continually buying wine. One of the things that we try to do at Tapped is focus on varietals. We like to have varietals in the dispenser to show, especially new wine drinkers, the difference between the different varieties, so that when they do encounter a blend, they know what they like or don't like about that blend. That's one of the things that we consider. We also work with amazing wine distributors. We have about 15 different distributors, hard for me to say, that we meet with on a weekly basis. And they typically will see three or four wine reps a week, and they typically have five or six bottles with them. And we taste pretty much everything we bring into the store. And so I give my wife, Angela, credit for all the whites. She has an incredible white palate. I tend to be further down in the dry reds, for sure.
Right. Well, you mentioned the distributors, and I'll just interject here. You know, I've been part of a lot of tastings here, and I've just been amazed at the amount of knowledge and insight that these distributors bring to some of the tastings. It's been like taking a wine course to come to some of these and hear these people where they've traveled. You know, later in the season, we're going to hear from one who spent a year in Chile, mm-hmm, when we talk about our wonderful Carmenere that she introduced us to, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is going to be great. So I guess, have you found that there are just certain types of wines, though, that you simply must have to offer, or people are going to let you hear about it, that is not in the store, not in the dispenser?
Yeah, great question, Keith. So not every wine do I like, you know, but I know that I have to have at least one bottle of sweet white over there in the dispensers, because one out of every 10 people that come in, they're looking for something sweet. So I make sure that they have that opportunity over there.
Mm-hmm. Is that typically like a Moscato or something, or what? Or a sweet Riesling or something?
Typically a sweet Riesling. We have had Moscatos, but that's really pushing the edge of the sugar, right? So, we do have some bottles of Moscato, but we tend to stick with that sweet Riesling. And it's palatable, but it's just not, you know, not my jam, would you say?
Right. Well, Todd, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. I'm so excited that you're here with us as we kick off our third season. Thank you for hosting us. I really think that TAPT's philosophy in general, this idea of bringing people together and using wine as a way to create community, is something that Keith and I really utilize and incorporate into our podcast. And so, you know, I just think it's such a great fit. And so thank you.
Thank you, Charlotte.
And Todd, we're going to have you back, if you don't mind, for the third episode. We'll be recording our second and third episode. So we're going to pull you back and continue this conversation at the end of our third episode.
Sounds great, guys.
We'll see you then.
Thanks.
Well, that is the end of The Finish for our first episode of Season 3. If you're just now finding us, you can listen to all 24 episodes from Seasons 1 and 2 wherever you find your podcasts. Keith, what treat will we have in store for our audience in next week's episode?
Well, we'll be heading to the south of France for an impressive example of rosé wine. We call this podcast a summer fun project, and in my world, there is nothing that says laid-back summer more than a relaxing on the deck with a delicious pink wine. So join us next week and we'll begin working on your summer vibe.
Oh, I love that. Yum. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
And thanks, Todd, for being here. And for everybody out there listening to us, thank you for helping us kick off Season 3.
Thanks for listening to Wines We Drink. Listen to our other episodes anywhere you get your podcasts, and be sure to follow us on Twitter @WinesWeDrink and on Instagram @TheWinesWeDrink. Cheers.